The reason why the Bible says that Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, that is because God understood and he knew what was going to happen in advance. But just because God knows something doesn't mean he makes it to happen. And it's this concept of the free will, which Martin Luther is wrong about, John Calvin is wrong about, and the Protestant churches, the Reformation is wrong about. They don't believe we truly have a free will. They don't, because they believe that because of Adam's sin, you are born automatically a sinner, and because you're a sinner, because you have this sin, because you're corrupted, you do not have the capability of having that free will to accept Christ as your Savior. It has to be given to you. You do not have that free will to do so. And ultimately, it's God who's the one who picks and chooses, and God's the one who decides all of these things. So they don't truly believe in the free will of man. They believe it's your will is limited, and it's controlled by God. And that is just patently false. So they say here it extends itself even to the first fall and all other sins of angels and men, and that not by a bare permission. So they're saying it's not that he just allows it, bare permission, meaning that God simply allows it to happen, which I believe, we believe that, you know, God's not controlling the sin, yet he is allowing it to happen. He's not stepping in every instance, because he's given to man free will to do things. And sometimes man will choose to do things that will harm another person. Maybe a believer, maybe someone who's born again, and they'll choose to do something that's going to inflict harm on this other person, and sometimes God doesn't step in to do anything about it. He allows it to happen. Now, allowing something to happen is not the same as causing it to happen. Understanding just that God has given us a will is an amazing thing in of itself, that he's given us the ability, that he doesn't want to make all the decisions for us. He says, no, I've given that to you. You make these decisions. Which, we don't have free will if he's forcing everything to happen a certain way. But so they believe that even sin, the sins of angels and men, is not just because God is permitting, it's because God's basically making it happen, which is making God the author of sin. But then they'll come back here, and you'll notice they speak out of both sides of their mouths all the time, because they make these statements to say it's not just by bare permission, and it extends itself even to the first fall, even to these sins of men and angels. It says, but such as has joined with it a most wise and powerful bounding, and otherwise ordering and governing of them in a manifold dispensation to his own holy ends, yet so as the sinfulness thereof proceeds only from the creature and not from God, who being most holy and righteous, neither is nor can be the author or approver of sin. They just made him the author of sin in earlier in the statement, and then they come out and say, well, but he's not the author of sin. And this is how all of their doctrine works. They'll be saying one thing, and then they'll be saying something completely different. And they're preaching confusion, and they're preaching lies. Now, the Bible says this. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 35, it says, and they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech. He's like, look, people were doing this. They were sacrificing their own children, causing them to pass through the fire unto a false god, unto a devil, Molech. And he says, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. God's saying, the thought never once even occurred to me that these people should sacrifice their children in the fire unto some devil. God is not the author of that sin. They got that last part right, but what they said in the first part makes him the author, makes him the person, you know, the responsible party for this sin. They'll say that somehow these children being sacrificed in the fire is God's will, because God makes sure that his will is always done, no matter what, because he has this providence. And that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says God's like, I didn't even think about that. That thought never even crossed my mind. So it did not come from God.